Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we focus on tomorrow.
Jesus said, "Here I stand. Won't you please let me in?" And you said, "I will tomorrow." Jesus said, "I am He who supplies all your needs." And you said, "I know, but tomorrow." Tomorrow, I'll give my life. Tomorrow, I thought about today. It's so much easier to say, tomorrow, who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow very well might be too late. Jesus said, "Here I stand, won't you please take my hand?" And you said, "I will tomorrow." Jesus said, "I am He who supplies all your needs." And you said, "I know, but tomorrow." Tomorrow, yes, I thought about it today. Oh, but it's so much easier to say, tomorrow, who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow very well might be too late. Won't you give your life today? Oh, please, don't just turn and walk away. Tomorrow, tomorrow is not promised. Don't let this moment slip away.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the peace we have knowing that you hold all our tomorrows. Lord, help us not to worry about tomorrow, to know that you will continue to lead us faithfully, just like a loving father takes their young child by the hand and leads them safely along a path. Thank you for your joy, Lord. The joy that you bless us with is our strength to make it through the day to tomorrow. Help us not to take tomorrow for granted, but to take one day, one heartbeat at a time. Give us strength and wisdom to do what needs to be done today and not to put off tomorrow. important things to tomorrow. Thank you for your love, Father. Please help us to hear what we need to hear during today's call to worship.
Today, I want.
Here are just a few thoughts from a Call to Worship listener letter in Virginia. I have been so blessed by your program. The day of worship starts for me with the word and music I hear from you and carries me on an all-day Sunday dedicated to the Lord. Thank you for such a blessed way to enter into His court with praise. Again, thank you for blessing me the way you and Call to Worship do. May the Lord continue having your broadcast in this area. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, folks. Thank you in advance for your prayer support and donation to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at calltoworship.us. On our website, you can also find a playlist of all the songs heard on today's program, along with other important information about this ministry. Thank you for listening today. This is your call to worship.
Joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son above. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him holy true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised
crumbles at my feet. When my life is all tattered and torn, see, I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to the cross. He gives me in the midst of the storm, and He gives me peace. Yes, He does. Of a storm. Oh, yes. When the world you've been living in it may crumble at your feet. If your life is all tattered, tattered and torn, I want to testify that I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to his cross. He gives me peace, yes, in the midst of the storm. And one more thing, you see, when I come to the end of my journey, all of living seems but one moment, when my doctor shakes his head and looks forlorn. I know Jesus Christ, he makes my mess up. He makes it a cathedral of faith and love. And he gives me peace, yes he does, in the midst of a storm.
Folks, we're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. No matter how healthy you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how big your house and property are, no matter how good your security system is or safe you feel, God only knows when your body is going to stop working. No more tomorrows. Let's think for a few moments here on what God wants us to know about our tomorrows. Starting in Proverbs 27, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. And don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Matthew 6, I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single second, a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field, for example, and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So, don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, or what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And thinking of tomorrow, don't procrastinate. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For here is no work or device of knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. And in Luke chapter 12, verses 19 through 21, and Jesus said, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. In James chapter 4, look here, you who say today or tomorrow, we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We'll do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you're boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. And since we're not guaranteed tomorrow, we should invest today in what really matters, what will be eternal. These words found in Matthew 6. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. And 1 John chapter 2, do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Just think about that for a moment. Forever. An infinite number of tomorrows. Guaranteed. Since you're not sure of taking another breath on this earth, when do you think you should do business with God? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. If you're without Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, saved from the penalty of your sin. Your sin has been blotted out, washed by the blood of Jesus. God loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him would be saved. And if you're a Christian and you're living in sin, remember that Christ took your punishment. You may have heard that confession is good for the soul. So says 1 John 4, whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. James 5, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins to God and agree with what God says in His Word about the sin in your life, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And finally, these words from 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we're not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing, and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident that we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord.
might be saved. We might be saved. We call upon your name. We might be saved. We might be saved. We might be saved. We call upon your name.
We praise you, O God, for the Son of your love. For Jesus who died and who's now gone above.
Hallelujah,
you're the glory.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah,
you're the glory.
Revive us again. Hallelujah,
you're the glory.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Avívanos, oh Dios, te pedimos, oh Señor. Restáuranos, oh Dios, resplandece en nosotros. Avívanos, oh Dios, te pedimos, oh Señor. Y salvos seremos, y salvos seremos, y salvos seremos, te pedimos, oh Señor.
Revive us again, fill each heart with your love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Hallelujah.
Call to worship topic this hour has been tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the Y su gran tesoro aquí.
Su gran tesoro aquí.